This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcasting.
Oh, to be a vile Democrat today. Oh my gosh, to find out how morally corrupt your party is that you supported. They like to say on the left, how can you guys support Donald Trump easily? I can easily support Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I would ask Democrats, how can you support the morally bankrupt people that call themselves progressives? The people that will kill babies in the womb, particularly black babies, and enjoy it. And then go sell the body parts and talk about buying Ferraris and Lamborghinis. I mean, you want to question us? You lunatics? You are the people that gave us the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, the casting couch, that take these young girls, for these country bumpkins, send them to Hollywood and corrupt them. You're the people that want to teach kids about putting condoms on bananas. You want to give them surveys about sexuality. You're the people who want to fly young girls and boys to pedophile island courtesy of Jeffrey Epstein, and then when he's going to spill the beans, you kill him in his jail cell. I don't want to sound all Chris Rock on you, but you some sorry son of a guns. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Oh, my gosh. Come on, Democrats. Join in with me and explain to me how you could possibly put up with the stuff that your party does. You wanted to send a man to prison, a president of the United States, on corruption charges that don't even exist. You are willing to set up anybody in order to further your leftist, lame brain, moronic narrative. And you can't even admit it. You people crack me up. Boy, got some nerve. Donald Trump is a racist. Really? He's the best. If Donald Trump is a racist, give me more racism. I want some. You know what racism has gotten black people? More jobs, more people owning their homes, more black people starting businesses, black people feeling good about themselves, black people who have decided I'm not going to be a ward of the government and jumping off of welfare. Give me some more of that racism. It's getting black people out of prison, reuniting them with their families. Come on, racism. I'll take it. I'll take Trump racism for 2000, Alex. Woo. Crack me up. Vile Democrats, how many ways can we count them? How many women did Harvey Weinstein jack up on the casting couch? How many women in Hollywood are taken advantage of? I'm talking about passed around from man to man, director to director, producer to producer. How many children, how many pedophiles do you think exist in Hollywood? Huh? How many of them? How many sexual predators? How many Bill Clintons and how many people are willing to cover up for him like Hillary exist in Hollywood? These wives that don't seem to know anything, right? They ain't fooling nobody. They ain't fooling this black man, not Kevin Jackson. I've lived too long. Yeah. These people, like karma caught up with Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, karma is catching up with the Democrats, in case you haven't noticed. I don't know what the polls are saying, but let me tell you something. The Democrats, the only hope they have is in polling, because in reality, Donald Trump is going to kick their narrow behinds in 2020, and worse than that for them, he's going to win back the House. I'm going to be talking about that today. Oh, man. Karma, baby, caught up with Jeffrey Epstein, caught up with Harvey Weinstein, caught up with Bill Clinton, caught up with Hillary Clinton, gonna catch up with Barack Obama, gonna catch up with James Comey and all the FBI, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, all of them. Karma, baby. It's gonna catch up. Jeffrey Epstein knew people in high places correction. He knew leftists in high places, and that's why he got away with all those scandals. Jeffrey Epstein knew what he was doing. I wasn't even going to talk about Epstein anymore. I didn't want to talk about this clown. I told you guys, I'm not losing a minute's worth of sleep about Jeffrey Epstein dying, even under suspicious circumstances. That's the life he chose. He chose to hang out with the Clintons. You hang out with the Clintons, you put your life in danger, baby. That's what he did. That's his fault. I don't know how old my audience is, folks, but here's what I'll tell you. If you're 60 plus, you don't have to be that old, but here's what I can tell you. Hey, because you can make common sense out of this in your 20s. If you are a 60-year-old man and you want to have sex with teenage girls and boys, you got a serious problem. There is something wired in your brain that is jacked up. Maybe you never had kids, so you never think about it. That person is the same age as my children's, right? Or in some cases, the same age as your grandchildren. Jeffrey Epstein was having sex with girls who were barely old enough. I don't know how to put this, but they could have been his grandchildren or his great-grandchildren. 66-year-old man wanting to have sex with 14, 15, 16-year-old girls. So let's just take the math back. If it were 20 years apart, he'd have 46-year-old children who would have 26-year-old grandchildren who would have, 6-year-old great-grandchildren. But if we took that down a little bit, 18, 18, and 18, we're talking about a guy who could be having sex with his great-granddaughter. This is sick. And this is what leftists love, man. They love sick. They are the people that eat exotic game. They are the people that have the craziest sexual practices. They like pregnant midgets to have sex with. I'm just saying. They will fly in the freakiest stuff on the planet. And the more money they have, the worse they are. No lie. The worse they are. And you know how they cover it up? Let me tell you how they cover it up. Anybody? Y'all ahead of me? Okay. In their philanthropy. They will donate to the little people society. They will fight for the cause of little people. They will don't call them midgets. Don't call them midgets. That's very derogative. And then they'll donate to the little people society. And what are they doing? They're flying in pregnant midgets with 3 feet to have sex with. That is what the left is about. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Let me tell you this. You don't even want to know what leftists will do and how crazy they are and ideas that they have. You do not want to be in their head. I don't want to go there. I'm not going to tell you the little bit I know. I don't even want you to go there. But anyway, we got to go here. Take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are vile people, vile, lecherous. There is no word to describe the level of debauchery that Democrats will stoop to, sink to, dig to, fall to, whatever. No level. There's nothing too low for them. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Look, we're all human. Conservatives, we do dirty. Yeah, but here's the deal. I'm not even going to try to, because whatever Democrats are doing, we do. People have the same things. It's human nature. But Democrats will look for they will look for ways to sink below things that you would never think. I'm telling you, I hate this. When you have to research to the level that my team does, you find out stuff that you just go, you've got to be, this is a joke, right? This can't be real. But it is. It's real. It's sad to say, but it's real. And the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, we're looking at Jeffrey Epstein. People are like, man, that guy was a total, look, he had a plane for Lolita, and he had an island. Let me tell you something. You don't have to go that far. Remember that dude who was kidnapping girls in the neighborhood, putting them in his basement, and they were having babies, and he was killing the babies and stuff. He had like three girls chained up in his basement. His name was like Castro or something. And it was a black dude who finally narked on him and said, something's fishy about this guy. You know, never, you know, place was just all boarded up. Leftists, you know that sucker voted for Obama. You find these kind of people that have dungeons and rape rooms and all this kind of stuff. They are leftists. They have been fed the manna from leftists, which they think is food from the heavens. They teach these people how to do stuff. They have TV shows, do it, internet sites for them. You name it, they're going there. If they really wanted to solve these problems of sex trafficking and things like this, they would just, you know, put the FBI on it. Well, don't use the FBI because they can't find nothing. But they would find law enforcement who could actually follow these leftists, and it would lead you right to all these pedophile rings and sex trafficking and drugs and prostitution, you know, all of it. You don't have to look that hard. Jeffrey Epstein skated. You know why he skated? Because he knew powerful Democrats. And people are wondering. He was privileged, man. Powerful people privilege. That's what he suffered from. Not white privilege. Powerful people privilege. It was going to be people of all colors, all nationalities, all religions, you name it, that are part of Jeffrey Epstein's little cabal, little, you know, freak cabal. Here's what somebody wrote. Given Epstein's connections, some of the world's most powerful people, along with reported blackmail tapes that were found in his Manhattan residence, it's no shocker that we have the grassy knoll syndrome here. The conspiracy theorists are doing their thing, but they may not be totally wrong here. We may not be totally wrong. Jeffrey Epstein was whacked. To use Clinton mafioso terminology, I could see Hillary now saying, "We gotta whack him, Bill." Bill, you know, because I know you're right. We gotta whack him, but let's just make it look like an accident. It says now the left had peddled some wacko nonsense with MSNBC going full blown crazy, insinuating that AG Barr might be involved in Epstein's death or the Russians, folks. This is the kind of stuff I'm telling you. When the left gets backed into a corner, they come out swinging. It was the Russians. No, it's AG Barr covering up for Donald Trump and the Russians. I mean, it's funny to watch. Because it's all very suspicious and warrants an investigation. Troves of evidence found in Epstein's Manhattan home. But Jerry Dunleavy at the Washington Examiner reported that the FBI confirmed to him that they've raised his mansion on Pedophile Island as well. I want you to understand, people know this island that Epstein bought. He's the only resident. They know it as Pedophile Island. This is not some deep, dark, conservative conspiracy. This is what it's known as in popular circles. And nobody seems to care. Well, they raided it. The exact location in Little St. John, Virgin Islands. The Bureau just told Dunleavy that they were on the island, but they didn't elaborate further. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you. Anybody think that Jeffrey Epstein's home might have been raided by others before the FBI got there? How many powerful people met can you imagine the phone calls flying around like, somebody better get to that island. Somebody better get there with some bleach bit and a hammer. Hillary, call your people. Woo! They got some strong magnets to go in there with them hard drives, because and you know they are looking for safes. They're looking for those things in the ground where they like hide stuff like under the carpet and stuff. Man, they are tearing Jeffrey Epstein's house before the FBI ever got there. You better know the Clinton team sent some people that know what they're doing, the cleaners. I think that's what they call them, right? The cleaners to go pack that place up. They said this, at least a dozen members of Customs and Border Protection and the FBI landed on Epstein's infamous Little St. James, nicknamed Pedophile Island, in the U.S. Virgin Islands. 2 days after the accused sex trafficker was found dead in his Manhattan prison cell in an apparent suicide. 2 days later. Here's what's interesting. Epstein's been arrested. He's accused of all kinds of heinous crimes. FBI hasn't raided his house. 2 days after he dies, they raid his house. Now, I don't know how things work in justice. I've never worked in the justice system. But if he's been accused, don't you get a search warrant and say, I want to search every... You searched his Manhattan residence. Why didn't you search Pedophile Island? Why are we just searching it now? See, my contention is they were giving the other guys some time to get there. That's just one brother's common sense approach to what's happening here. Woo! An FBI spokesperson said, yes, we're on the island, but we cannot provide any further detail, unfortunately. If you think, look, I don't know what FBI people were sent, but I would look to see if McCabe and Strzok are there. Maybe Lisa Page. See what some text messages. Hey, listen, I know we were here 3 times last year. Let's make sure that we use the insurance policy. Woo! This is it. This story, it does make me chuckle. It makes me chuckle. Because again, procedurally, I can't imagine this being the right type of procedure. Man, I didn't think I was going to talk any more about Epstein, but this story, it still continues to intrigue me. It said, multiple news outlets captured video and photos of agents landing at the island's dock by boat, with some agents getting there in golf carts while other agents appeared to search surrounding water in scuba gear. Well, let's see what they come up with. We get back, we're going to talk Pelosi. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is lashing out at the Fed Reserve Board as markets suffer another bad day on Wall Street. At times, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 600 points. Jackie DeAngelis on why we're seeing the huge sell-off on Wall Street.
You look at the data we got out of Germany. That economy is contracting today as well. You look at here in the United States, the fundamentals are actually, they're okay. You know, you've got interest rates are relatively low. Businesses and consumers can both borrow pretty cheaply. Consumer spending rose modestly in June. It wasn't a terrible number. There's no evidence that the consumer is pulling back in this knee-jerk, really hard way.
DeAngelis was speaking there on Fox Business, and the FAA announced that 15-inch MacBook Pro laptop computers sold between 2015 and 2018 will no longer be allowed on planes since the batteries can overheat and catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi because she's in a rock and a hard place, but I want to play this clip that came from Chris Cuomo. After he, apparently Donald Trump called him Fredo, and it really set Chris Cuomo off, because, you know, Fredo is the godfather, brother, and the character, and he gets passed over because they bring Michael, the younger brother, up to run the family business because Fredo was such a screw-up, and so Donald Trump apparently called Chris Cuomo Fredo, and it set him off. And so a dude sees Chris Cuomo, I don't even know where. Cuomo's there with his bodyguards, and he says something like, "Hey, Fredo." And the rest is the exchange between these two. And I want to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. But I do want to cover it, because if we don't, I might not get a chance to. But it's an interesting exchange, shows you, in my belief, the true nature of these leftists, the front that they put on in front of the camera and who they really are. But anyway, here's tough guy Chris Cuomo.
I thought that's who you were.
No, from the right, call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an actor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
They use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Oh,
you Italian? It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then what the play? Nothing you want to say about what I do on television, you say it. I'm going to call me a
man. Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. Like I call you punk. You like that? You want to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You call me Fredo. You know my name now. Fredo,
your name was.
You did not think my name was Fredo. Don't be a liar.
Talk about unhinged. Anybody that acts like that over getting called Fredo, you know he doesn't need a gun, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jack. Hey, by the way, you Italian? You Italian? This is a disgrace. If you Italian, that should make you mad. It's like the N-word for the Italians. Hey, Fredo, that is not the N-word for Italians. I tweeted to Chris Cuomo. I said, hey, Fredo. I said, this is Kevin Jackson. I'll call you Fredo to your face, and I would love for you to throw me down the stairs. Oh, my gosh. This dude, and you know he's worked up because he's got four bodyguards. He's got all these big Guidos, these big Fredos around him. And he's, well, they're not Fredos, they're Guidos. He's got these big Guidos. You know, you make a move, don't you take a swing at me. He already took a swing at you, Chris. He called you Fredo. Let me put it to you. I told all my sons, I go, look, nobody should be able to set you off like that with words. Nobody. If you can't battle it out back with words, then forget about it. I mean, really? You get called Fredo, and that's that. Oh, you call me Fredo. Oh, shoot, it's on, baby. Oh, it's on. Really? That's what it takes, Fredo. I remember when I was coming up, and got people, you know, don't you talk about my mama. And I would be like, man, look, you can talk about my mama. You can do whatever you need to do. But the minute you menace me, the minute that you tell me you're going to hurt me or that it's, you know, you're going to do something to attack me, that's when I go into action. You can talk about my mama all day long. I know who my mom is. Oh, it's a matter of honor. Really? No, what's a matter of honor is me being able to control myself and make sure that I stay within myself, because when the real fight begins, and I told, look, I've said this to all the people I've ever trained. I go, it isn't the guy that's doing what Cuomo's doing. Oh, what are you going to do? I'll throw you. I'll end you. You know, I'll wreck you and all that. He's so tense and he's so upset. And the other guy, I swear, the other guy's like, look, man, I thought your name was Fredo. Now, he probably knew his name wasn't Fredo, but there's a point in the video where he slowly takes his glasses off. And I was thinking to myself, Cuomo is probably very lucky that he had his security guys there, because the guy, he's like, I didn't call you. He goes, I just thought your name was Fredo. And he slowly takes his glasses off, and then Cuomo, oh, you going to do it? And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, what are you going to do? And he pulls his glasses off. He never elevates. If you hear that clip again, if you watch it, he never elevates. He just says, yeah. Hey, and he takes his glasses off. He's like, what are you going to do about it? He just says, what are you going to do about it? I'll wreck you. And the guy's like, oh, really? Okay. And he hands his glasses to somebody. And I'm thinking, smart. The Cuomo did the right thing. At this point, people are pushing him back, and he's like, you know, trying to be Tommy Toughbutt. But at the end of the day, he was going to get wrecked. That's what was going to happen. Then there was a debate on Twitter of, you know, what should happen here? You know, it's that guy was a jerk. Geraldo said, I would have punched that guy. He deserved it. I was like, Geraldo, shut up. You're way past your prime, and you shouldn't be talking about punching people, because you're going to get your old butt knocked out. That's what's going to happen to you. There are people that I'm just saying, that they exist in the world that are going to, I mean, I don't think this guy was really trying to get Cuomo to get upset. He was just like, if it gets a rise out of him, great. But if it doesn't, no big deal. But I know enough about body language to tell you that wasn't going to go Cuomo's way. And that's what, and he's traveling, like I said, there were at least four big dudes with him. And you could hear somebody say, look, I'm his bodyguard. Just back up, you know. So he's traveling with his bodyguard, which makes him a lot tougher than he normally is. Oh, man. That's not even want to talk about. I just wanted to show a little bit of the inside nature of these guys that make themselves out to be level-headed, you know, thinking right. He compares being called Fredo to the N-word. Really? I've never heard Italians go, when we came here to America, they called us Fredos. Wow. Unbelievable. I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi, though. This guy wrote an article in the New York Post. He says, chalk this one up to everything is relative. Someone who admires Nancy Pelosi and talks to her regularly assures me that she's not one of the crazies. The praise, such as it was, aimed to persuade me that the speaker is not off the rails like the Democrat lynch mob forming in the House. That's good to hear. But then why does Pelosi keep talking as if she's in a banana republic? Doesn't she realize she's playing a dangerous game guaranteed to tear America further apart and spark a tit-for-tat escalation? That's what he says. And you guys know what I always say for tit-for-tat. Let the other guy take tat. Think about that. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi is doomed. The Democrat Party is doomed. And that's what this article is about. Now, I'm going to set it up by telling you that the Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. I've explained it. There's the AOC and the Squad faction, right? There's a congressional black circus that, in one voice, will decry AOC and her group saying, stop using race, you know, in this incident, but at the same time having to play ball. There's a group that wants to impeach because they know that's the only way they can win, except it's one of the biggest ways in which they can lose. They've got multiple issues inside of the Democratic Party. They got people that don't like Pelosi. They want her out. They have 20-something candidates, and they can't pick one. The one who is the favorite is the least likely to win. They know this. He's senile. He's got dementia. He's got foot-and-mouth disease. It's the worst possible scenario. But who's next? Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren? Is she really going to be the Pied Piper of everything left? Bernie Sanders? He's dropped in the polls. Kamala Harris is, I mean, she is fizzled. I mean, she's a sparkler. You ever lit a sparkler at Halloween? It's pretty anticlimactic. It lasts about 15 seconds and it's done. That's her. Buttigieg was supposed to be the man. Where's he? He can't even run his little town. He's got issues. He's got big issues in a little town. And he can't solve those. They are in massive trouble. The Democrats are. The Democrats' biggest problem is with their speaker, because she's got to wrangle in all these big personalities who are not paying attention to her. She's no Tip O'Neill. She's no Newt Gingrich. And so she's going to have a real tough time dealing with her membership.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before we get back to Pelosi and her rock in a hard place, I want to play a couple of clips. One is a gay man gets confronted at a gay pride parade about what he's wearing. And here was the response.
Hey, why are you wearing a Chase shirt here? He murdered gay people.
Since he believed that killing gays was okay, that doesn't make any sense you're wearing it here.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I played that is I want you to understand the quandary that leftists have. I want you to understand how stupid they are. Here's a gay guy. He's being asked, why are you wearing a shirt of a guy who hated gays at a gay pride parade? Oh, well, it was sort of to discuss the irony of it all, but also it is to destroy the, you know, the white privilege or whatever. And I don't know what he ended up saying. It was destroy the power structure. So he's willing to sacrifice gay people and extol the virtues of a gay hater in order to destroy the power structure. But notice how here's what I want you to understand. He understood it and then said, oh, it's really to poke fun at it. And then he understood what it really was. And he says, no, in other words, I'm going to protect my lie by saying, no, I wore it because I want to tear down the power structure. And then he adds at the very end, who are you to tell me what to do? That is leftism in its finest. He's a walking contradiction who says, oh, yeah, I knew it. And then he comes back and goes, no, it really wasn't that I knew it. It's that I'm trying to destroy this the system that's in play. And oh, by the way, who are you to point out my ironies and hypocrisies? Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com. I wanted to play that because that's essentially how leftists think. Should we go? I was thinking about doing this one of Tapper talking to O'Rourke about Trump's being right. We'll do it another time. Because I think that clip with the gay guy makes the bigger point of what the problem that Pelosi and the leftists have. There's no, if I'd been wearing a Chase shirt, let me just put it this way. As a black man, I've been wearing a Chase shirt, and I'm walking in some black pride parade, and somebody said, hey, man, why are you in that Chase shirt? And I go, because Che, man, he represented revolution and whatever. And the guy said, you do realize that you're in a black pride parade wearing a shirt of a man who was a racist who thought of blacks as being lazy and shiftless and worthless, etc. I wouldn't say, well, yeah, but, you know, man, I would be like, seriously? Yeah, that's what he thought about blacks. I'd go, wow, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn this shirt inside out and I'm going to wear it that way. That's what I would have said. I would have Googled it, you know, and made sure. If the guy said, look, let me show you. Let's Google it. Because I would be curious. See, this is what I tell people all the time. Where is your curiosity for the truth? One of the things I say to my youngest son, because he's still in school, I say, when you come up with a concept and you don't get it, you need to have a curiosity to understand it. Here's the reason why. So your brain doesn't have that conflict. I can tell you about brain conflict because I'm not a good artist, but I've tried to teach myself art. And when I draw, my brain goes into that conflict mode because I don't see what artists see. I have to visualize, look at it, and do it by the book. They see something different. And every time I get to a tough part of a piece that I'm trying to do, my brain goes into that conflict. I can feel myself having to think hard. I know that sounds weird, but my brain is exercising more than it ever does, and it's probably trying to stimulate areas that don't get touched very often. And I can feel the conflict in my head. I tell my son, the more you're able to get rid of that conflict, the better. The more you clear your brain, it fires new synapses that open up other areas of your brain and makes you a better thinker. So that's why you should challenge your mind. Leftists don't want to do that. They rationalize. You want to know why? They've mapped their minds to where they want, how they think, and they don't want to make it difficult. Look, I'm no neuroscientist or anything, but I'm going to almost guarantee you that's the case. It makes them think, and their brain goes into a mode that they can't stand. But let's get back to Pelosi, because she's the one that's got to deal with these lunatics. So this guy was talking about twice in recent weeks, she jacked up temperature on the crazy's obsession with impeaching President Trump. First, she accused him of engaging in a criminal cover-up. Then she said she didn't favor impeachment. She favored putting Trump in prison. In neither case did Pelosi detail what crimes POTUS committed. that constituted a cover-up or would be worthy of prison. It's also significant that she made both comments after the release of Special Report Mueller that found no collusion, offered no collusion on obstruction, with the Attorney General ruling that there was no obstruction. So what the heck is she talking about? He says the explanation makes sense only in bizarro world of far-left politics in the age of Trump. Conventional wisdom holds that Pelosi's eruptions are tactical moves as she tries to resist rabid impeachment dogs like Reps Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff. The tortured explanation amounts to a claim that Pelosi is demonstrating she hates Trump more than anybody, but opposes impeachment only because most voters don't want it. I want to stop there. Most voters don't want impeachment. See, that's the rock that Pelosi faces. They used to be able to gin up enough information, enough angst to view, oh, let's impeach, 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 and then everybody came out with the pitchforks. You can't do that when Donald Trump is actually a popular president. In the fake news polls, he's at 47%. Trust me, that's more than enough for him to get elected. Think about Trump coming into office, according to the polls that they said, lowest president ever at 38%. If you believe that, fine. I mean, I'll sell you some swamp water, but and you can drink it. The point is that it's not even fathomable in the most bizarre sense to believe any of the things that they're saying. But if that's what makes them feel good, then let them feel that way. But the majority of the people, this is fact, are impeaching for what? This is leftists going, look, I don't get it. Here's what they go on. What he goes on to say. As a result, she fears it will be a dead end for Democrats because there's nothing close to a two-thirds majority in the Senate needed for conviction and removal. A failed impeachment, her argument goes, would re-elect Trump and let the GOP take back the House and hold the Senate. In plain English, the Dems would destroy themselves in a bid to destroy Trump. I love, love, love that statement, and I love that somebody recognizes what I know for a fact. What I've been saying, it is Armageddon for the Democrats to do impeachment. He goes on to say this, she's right about the likely fallout, but if calling for prison somehow defines Pelosi as rational and responsible, Washington itself is a giant insane asylum. By her logic, she must keep raising the ante to prove her street cred. Perhaps her next move then will be to call Trump to be barred from the Oval Office. That way, she'll prove she really, really, really hates him, but still doesn't favor impeachment. Now, he's being sarcastic, and good for him, because he's really making a very good point. And he says this, here's the problem. Actually, two problems with Pelosi's too cute by half gambit. The crazies are crazy, but they're not dumb, nor are they alone. About 60 House Dems, or 25% of the caucus, favor impeachment. And polls show a majority of national Dems want to remove Trump that way. At some point, those members and voters were tired of Pelosi's playing word games, but still blocking them from doing what they're dying to do. Already, Nadler's pushing for special impeachment, blah, blah, blah. But he says the second problem is that the audience for her reckless rhetoric is not limited to Trump-hating Democrats. The idea that any of this, from impeachment to prison, is a fair response to Mueller's report is rejected by most Americans, and this is according to most polls. The majority of the voters understand Mueller had plenty of time, expensive, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, grand juries, heavily armed agents, and search warrant raids, and if Trump had broken the law, Mueller would have found it. So they're going, it's over. Her party's continual denial of the reality is dry tinder that makes Pelosi's gamble so reckless. Look, folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. He's a little more eloquent than probably I would be in writing that. But at the end of the day, this is the worst possible thing that Pelosi could want to do. Worst possible thing. That's why I keep baiting him. I say, I double dare you. Hey, Jerry Nadler, when are you going to grow a pair and impeach Trump? Let's do it. You started the process because I know exactly where this game ends up. That's what conservatives do. We know where the things end up. That's what Democrats don't understand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.